Good morning and welcome into the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And also we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you here on Deal Breakers Thursday. Still to come at 9:35, we'll hear from Eddie Olczyk with his Kentucky Derby picks. Kentucky Derby's right around the corner. Of course, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Twitch this week is brought to you by Woodford Reserve, the presenting sponsor of the Kentucky Derby. With more than 200 flavor notes in every sip, Woodford Reserve is a spectacle for the senses. Please drink responsibly. We have it right here, Cap.
How about Woodford that Reserve bottle? This bottle from Woodford Reserve, Kentucky Derby number 149. It is the 50-year anniversary of my favorite athlete, Secretariat, and it is a Secretariat bottle. They've got the blue and white jockey silk colors. They have Secretariat in the winner's circle at the Derby with Roddy Turcotte up the jockey. Yes, sir. So you should pick yourself up a bottle of Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 149 Distiller Select.
And again, we'll hear from Eddie Olczyk coming up at 9:35 right here on Cap and J. Hood. Cap, are you familiar with the name Kenyon Middleton?
I am.
Kenyon Middleton.
He made the recap last night. He was awesome in the ninth.
Pretty solid for the White Sox, right, as a reliever? I mean, you're just trying to find guys.
Him, and how about Gregory Santos? Yeah. My friend Ryan McGuffey of White Sox Content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Santos. I don't know. I said, quit closing with Lopez. Hoodie told us all this. He can't close. He doesn't have the balls to handle the ninth inning. He's okay in the seventh and eighth.
Yep.
Put that guy out there.
Oh, I don't know if he could.
Did you see what he did with the bases loaded and nobody out?
Oh, yeah.
Bing, bang, boom. Out.
Yeah. Big, strong, powerful arm.
Take that, Guff.
Long, big, powerful arm from Santos.
Oh, my God. He throws 101.
He could be something.
Yes.
He could really be something. This Kenyon Middleton for the White Sox. And again, from ESPN, it's been more than 3 years since Major League Baseball issued its report on an electronic sign-stealing scheme by the Houston Astros. But Middleton struck out Carlos Correa at 96-mile-an-hour fastball on Wednesday, closing out a 6-4 victory that the White Sox had against the Twins. So following that matchup yesterday, Middleton says that, you know, he knew he was going to face Correa. I don't like him, so I thought it was kind of cool. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, he's a cheater. It was his quote.
Yeah.
How about that?
Look, I believe Rob Manfred was way out of line when he says, just a piece of metal, who cares about the trophy?
Wow.
And he did not strip them of their title. They cheated.
Yes.
They should have had the 18 World Series stripped. The one they won last year, no problems. There was oversight in there. At some point, we move on, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't. Why should he?
What do you mean I don't?
You haven't moved on from the Astros. You still plant your flags like, you know what? They're cheaters. They should have their championship taken away.
That won in 18, but last year I wouldn't strip from them.
Oh, the Dusty's team?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's different. No, we've moved.
That's different. We've moved on.
But, you know, but some have not, though. People that love the game, and I'm speaking of players, not just you and I as fans, players, look at what the Astros did and say, boy, I've been playing the game the right way. I don't want to be a steroid cheat, or I don't want to cheat the game. Now, again, for the average athlete, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
But the Astros took miles and miles and miles. They did whatever they could to try to win. And so for Middleton, for him to come out and say, you know what, I could not wait to be able to do this because that guy's a cheater, it still is on his mind.
I like that. I enjoyed that a lot.
You don't like him?
Not even a little bit.
Why is that?
I mean, he's a cheater.
Still on his mind.
Right.
You got to love him for that.
Yeah, I do love the fact that he's got the willingness to say it, because how many guys won't say it? Oh, I loved it. It was a big spot. And then get off the mic and go, yeah, that cheater. Why don't you say it on the mic? I love that he said it. I've moved on. The 2018 team?
Yeah.
Crooks. I don't like Altuve. There's something about that guy who's just bothers me. He's on the list.
Probably
John Hamm and Gruden.
Probably because he's short. Probably don't like him because of his height.
What do you think?
Like looking in a mirror.
What do you think I am? Wilt?
That's the joke. Actually, you could probably eat a bowl of cereal on his head. Yeah. You're taller than him.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's no question.
Yeah, I'm not an Altuve guy.
Yeah.
But Correa, I've moved Pat. I'm moved on. But good for him for saying it.
But, you know, some athletes need that juice, that little extra something, right? And for him, for someone who grew up in the big leagues, he's like, you know what? If I play baseball, I'm going to do it the right way. And so he doesn't like him. He doesn't like the Astros. I don't know if the average player would say that today openly, but I'm sure some still think about that season like, you know what? They cheated, and they cheated me and my opportunity. They cheated. When we played them, they had the bang and the little sounds and knew what ball was coming. That's BS. And Middleton just put it out there. You like
I
that.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I love how he said, I enjoyed that.
Why? He's a cheater.
Wow. I like that also, you know, in this these terms, where Middleton does not mind having the black hat. He doesn't mind being the bad guy in that spot. And some would probably see him as a good guy because he's a truth teller. Right? He's a truth teller.
He's yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, when he says...
I knew I was going to face Carrera, and I don't like him, so it was, like, kind of cool. Yeah. I like that. I enjoyed that a lot.
Okay. You don't like him?
Not even a little bit.
What is it?
I mean, he's a cheater.
So, Shay, when
he's
I look...
a cheater.
When I look at that, though, that reminds me of certain athletes you just don't like because of, right?
Yeah.
And so, for me, in the past, you know that I cannot stand the Twins. This is, like, a big week for me, even though I haven't bubbled to the surface and being afraid of the Twins like I normally do because the Sox have played lousy. But they played well against the Twins so far, looking for the sweep today. Like, Joe Mauer is a guy that I just cannot stand. And maybe that's irrational, but because he was the hammer and the Sox were the nail, I cannot stand the Twins, and especially Mauer in that era. They were killing the White Sox night after night after night. And so... that team in particular, just like how you feel about the Cardinals, the same way I feel about the Twins, because the Twins have been so good against the Sox over the years.
Yeah, he's making the right play under Tom Kelly or Ron Gartenhire.
Yeah. You know how bothersome that is?
Got to hit behind the runner. They'll do it.
Oh. And then you look at my team and not fundamentally sound over the years, making errors or never clutch enough like the Twins were, because there was a Twins way. You know, there's an Oriole book.
Tom Dodger Kelly wrote the Twins way.
Twins way,
yeah.
Right? Under McPhail.
Here's how we play baseball.
What about for you? Is there a guy that you irrationally have a problem with in sports? It's all irrational, but...
yeah. Boy. Somebody that I'm irrationally against?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't play anymore. Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah.
But I had a personal interaction... where I was in the lobby at the Marriott in Minneapolis with my family. My mom, my dad, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched him yell at a six-year-old kid who asked for his autograph. Who was wearing a Laimbeer jersey. 6 years old. And Isaiah and Dumars, they came over giving him wristbands. And here's a parachute. And the kid only wanted... he had a number 40 Laimbeer jersey on.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have your... get away from me! I'm like... really? You gonna say that to us? So I've despised, and then he tackled Scotty. So I've never liked that dude. Never.
So what's interesting about that is like it's one thing to be a jag on the playing surface because some need that edge. But when you are doing that behind the scenes, like, oh, you're always like that. Perfect example is like hockey goons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hockey goons. Oh, my God. They're just the worst. They always try to get in fights. They always try to gum up a game. And then off the playing surface... they're nice at the golf course. They're nice to people.
Correct.
Ty Domi, other guys like that that you couldn't stand.
Right.
Watching the Hawks opposition, and then off the ice, nice people signing autographs, all those things. But when you're if you're just that guy all the time, that's a problem.
I was at a golf course in Arizona. It's 6 a.m. I'm out on the practice range, hitting shots. There is no one there but me. I got a cup of coffee. And my clubs. And I'm hitting balls waiting for Steve Stone. We're going to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy pulls up in his cart. Hey, man, welcome to Superstition Mountain was the name of the course. And I kind of glanced. Thank you. Albert Bell? He said, yeah. Are you a member here? No, I'm playing with another guy who's a member here. Oh, well, welcome. I hope you have a great. Could not have been nicer.
Yep.
If I had told him I was in the media, he would have been a completely different person because I walked up to that guy a year earlier at Wrigley. Scott Reifert, who still works for the White Sox, mm-hmm. me standing there, and Albert's closest me to you, just kind of just stretching, waiting for the Cubs to finish BP.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nothing going right now. Hey, Scott, you think I could get him to do the pregame show? I'm not looking to have any controversy. Just what's it like being at Wrigley, blah, blah, blah. The response... Do you want me to tell you to go F yourself, or you want him to do it? Because he won't do it.
Yeah.
That's what he'll say to the media.
It's true.
And he wouldn't talk to anybody.
No. He would just stare at me. It was weird. I was waiting for some other Sox player, and he would just, he had the glove and the ball, and he just kept throwing the ball into the glove and staring at me. Now, it's me he's doing that to, right? So you know me.
Right.
What's up? And just kept staring. It's like, okay. You have something to say, you want to go, whatever it is, right? Just, what are you staring at?
Do you remember the game where he hit into a double play to end the Cubs game at Wrigley?
Yeah.
Men on, Sox are rallying, here they go, place is electric, it's sold out. And he grounds into a double play.
Mm-hmm.
Ball game over. I am in the visitor's clubhouse getting tape for WGN. Mike North, our guy, mm-hmm. walks in. Albert is sitting at his locker, seething that he just missed this opportunity.
Yeah.
He's sitting at his chair, head down. Mike comes up from behind him, kind of hits him on the back. It's okay, buddy. We'll get him tomorrow. And he jumped up like he was going to fight him.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, just relax. Can't do that to that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done that to me. I'm just saying, whatever it is, if you're staring at me, mm-hmm. like, you want to say something, say something.
Right.
He just thought he would just stare at me so he can intimidate me. Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Bell. I didn't mean to look in your general direction. No.
Yeah, like, really?
No. I'm in here working. What are you doing?
But he was the nicest guy in the practice range because he thought I was just another golfer.
I'll trump you with Brett Favre.
Really?
Well, Brett Favre, the guy that would always beat the Bears' ass. Uh-huh. And then you see what kind of person he is away from football. So I think I was right about him. Not necessarily being the greatest
he's had
guy.
Multiple issues. Multiple.
I would say so. I'm glad I don't live in the state of Mississippi. I'd be looking for a handout and looking for money.
Correct.
And couldn't get one from him.
Correct. Because
he's got all the money.
He's got it all.
That's the problem, man. Hey, you know what? I know you're looking forward to it, and you're going to help us because we have our Kentucky Derby draft.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, boy.
I got all 20 horses handicapped right here on this paper.
Okay. Well, we're going to do our Kentucky Derby draft, and don't forget, Eddie Olczyk comes in with us at 9:35. We'll get his thoughts about the Kentucky Derby because he'll be doing work for NBC.
And by the way, I wrote it all on the back of a huge envelope.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Brendan Riley upstairs. This could have been important stuff. It was a White Sox envelope addressed to me. How long has it been sitting in his office before he had the temerity to finally bring it down?
I don't know. He texted me yesterday and said he kept forgetting about it. He's not in the office at the same time as us. He's doing work with the White Sox.
Well, guess what? I have an office.
What are we doing? Throwing a teammate under the bus right now. This is not right.
Him leaving my mail in his office for months.
Oh.
What if that was something that was vitally important?
Like money.
Yeah.
Well, you'd get it eventually. We know you're not hurting, Cap. It's okay.
That has nothing to do with it. It's mine. It's addressed to Dave Kaplan, ESPN 1000.
All right.
And he decided to sit on it.
Okay. Well, that'll...
Yeah. Bad work. Bad teammate work.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Riley.
That's how they do it at ESPN Houston. The Derby draft is right around the corner. He did that to you. He probably did that to Salisbury, too.
No question.
I'm Captain Jay Hood.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
No, Jack. Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're going to hear from the great Eddie Olczyk coming up. Good old number 16 will help us with the Kentucky Derby at 9:35 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Time for our Kentucky Derby draft. Here's Shay Norlich. Shay?
So we have all 20 horses that will take part in the Kentucky Derby this weekend on Saturday. David Kaplan, would you say this is your favorite event in sports, the Kentucky Derby?
The first 2 days of the NCAA tournament and then probably this or opening day of baseball.
The thing about the Derby, and Hoodie, I think it might have been you I talked about this with, it's all the 2 minutes, right? The running of the Derby, but the event every year gets longer and longer and longer, and now it's 6 hours for the eventual 2 minutes.
Yes, yeah, 7.5 total on NBC this year, the longest. 7.5. That's all. I mean, that's more than the Super Bowl, you know.
It's like a date with my wife. 7.5 hours for 2 minutes.
Yeah, put that time in, though. There's dinner and a movie.
That's the Derby right there.
There's the mall. All that stuff. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, so let's get started with our Derby draft. This, we will all take place, myself, Jay Moore, Hoodie, Cap. Obviously, Cap knows more than any of us, so he will be picking last. And the winner of this, whoever has the winning horse, will each get 5 of them.
All right. I'm ready.
We have to figure out the stakes still. I think, Cap, what did you say? Whoever wins gets the payout of their bet on a $2 bet?
Right, so if you picked first, second, and third, you get what the horse paid to win, the second place paid to place, the third place paid to show. And we add it up. Whoever's got the best bankroll wins.
All right.
Better hit the board.
Okay. You also make the right picks too, right?
You would hope, yeah.
Okay. All right. Am I starting first?
Yes.
All right. My first pick for the Kentucky Derby is Derma Sotogake, a 10-1 shot. Sotogake.
That's right. Japanese horse won the UAE Derby at Maidan. Very interesting horse, but first appearance on a track in a race in the United States in his life.
All right. Next pick.
All right. I'm going to go with one of my favorite names on the board. I'm all about name strength here. Rocket Can. If you've got Rocket in your name, I'm betting on you in a race.
Rocket Can's the 18 horse. Workout times on April 13th, it ran 4 furlongs at 46-3. That is flying. Rocket yes. Can.
Also, what Shay had earlier in the week, Rocket Can.
Yes.
Back and forth to the bathroom.
Correct.
Yep.
Here's Jay Moore. Jay?
All right, my first pick is Hit Show.
Hit Show, a 31 favorite.
31, yeah, I'll take a little Hit Show.
Yeah, that would be in the one hole, ran its lowest buyer speed figure of its career in his lone start at Churchill Downs. So the question is, was that an aberration? He's also in the worst post position. With 20 horses, you can get trapped in that one hole. So we'll see. Okay, so I'm on the clock. I am going to take the 14-horse Angel of Empire, a deep, deep closer, greatly improving since increasing his distances beyond 1 mile or more. Angel of Empire.
All right, I will go with Tap It Trice, Tap It Three Times, a 5-1 shot. A 5-1 shot here in the Kentucky Derby. Tap It Trice.
These horse names are unbelievable. The favorite's still on the board. Great Chicago running back. I will take Forte.
Good luck.
Forte's a 3-1 shot, Cap.
Yep. No value. That horse is going to go off lower than 3-1. Forte's an outstanding horse. Hasn't had great workout times, which concern me.
They said the same thing about Matt.
That's just true.
Here's Jalen Carter on the board there.
Here's Jay Moore.
My second one, I'll take Two Phils.
Two Phils.
Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
Uh-huh. Damn it.
Phil
the local guy.
And Phil Donahue.
Yeah, Two Phils.
Two Phils is trained by Larry Ravelli, who is a Chicago guy. Larry is got his first Derby starter of his career. It's a really good horse.
We must do something about the school lunches. Back in 2 minutes on Donahue. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Wow.
Phil, what's with the white hair? Still married to the hot Marlo Thomas, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I will take the 10-horse Practical Move. First start outside the state of California, a little concerning. If he's worse than mid-pack on the back stretch, he's done. If he's mid-pack or better, but not on the lead, this is a deep closer. This horse can win this race. So I will take Practical Move, the 10.
All right.
Terrible name, Practical Move.
My third choice in our Kentucky Derby draft will be Verifying at 15-1. Verifying 15-1.
Verifying is the two horse. Threw his rider this morning and then ran around unencumbered till they finally reeled him in.
Did he crash into something too?
He did. He banged into a barrier and then they showed him chilling with a thing of hay while somebody was bathing him. He looked to me like a very relaxed after his freedom ride, Like, he's in a good place.
So if we're going to bet on someone who's going to have a hard time getting set, it'll be him. That's one of my favorite parts of the Derby. Get him in there. No! Get in there!
Right.
That's the best. When you see the three or four guys
lock their arms, yeah, and they push him in there.
That's the best.
Get in!
Was that last year or a couple years ago where they had an issue with a horse that just couldn't get settled?
I think it was last year.
Last year, you had Rich Strike, who won it at 100-1.
That's right.
Was biting at the pony after the race that's supposed to accompany him back to the winner's circle.
Rich Strike, the winner, get me out of here! I'm done! Is the race over? Please calm down.
He was biting him.
He's fighting the other horses. I remember that.
Verifying's a good horse. Yep. Very good horse.
Elon Musk's horse. All right, my second pick.
Oh, my God.
The 16 horse. I like this chicken joint, Ray's Cane. So I'm going to go with Ray's Cane, the 16 horse.
That's not the... Never mind. Not Raising Cane. Oh, my God.
It's a good chicken joint. I like that horse.
Ray's Cane. Here's Jay Moore.
My third pick will be Skinner.
Skinner?
Why? I hardly know her.
What? Hey!
Skinner, the 9, first start outside of California. Workout time's not wildly impressive. I wrote meh in my evaluation.
All right. That'll be good.
And that leaves me the horse I want. Confidence Game. 2 wins on the lead. Also rallied to win the Rebel Stakes. And on the 29th, went out and did a bullet workout. You know what that means? 54 horses ran qualifying times that day. He was number 1. He had the fastest time. Bullet workout on the 29th. Confidence Game, the 4 horse.
All right, that leaves me with a 15-1 shot in Jace's Road. Jace's Road is my 4th pick for our Kentucky Derby draft here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Yeah, Jace's Road is out of the West Point Stables, a very quality stable. It's a very, very good horse, but a little too slow in his last race for me. I think he's the pace setter. I think you're going to get an early call that he's leading. I just don't think he can hold on.
I like that we're just messing around with this, and Cap has given us deep dives on every horse.
He's helping people. I researched every horse. I've watched everyone run.
Yeah, he's helping everybody.
I'm going to go with the name that I think just sounds powerful. Sun Thunder, the 13 horse. Sun Thunder.
What do you think, Cap?
Adds blinkers for this race. It has had some struggles at getting out of the gate cleanly. So he's got blinkers on because you have 100,000 plus, and a lot of horses become unnerved when they come through the long tunnel from the paddock.
Put blinkers on it,
and they put the blinkers on so it can stay locked in. Secretariat, 50th anniversary, rest in peace, my friend. Loved all the attention and all the noise. Did not upset him at all. This horse, not so much. Pass on Sun Thunder, but he's yours,
Jay Moore.
My 4th pick would be Forte. What do you know about that guy?
It's off the board.
I already took Forte.
Oh, you took Forte.
I took Forte.
Oh, all right, how about Rocket Can?
I took Rocket Can. This guy's trying to steal all my horses.
All right. How about Lord Miles?
There we go.
I'll take
there
you.
Bastard, that was my next one. All right. So Lord Miles, I like that horse. 59-1, it won the Wood Memorial. 59-1.
Wow.
It's also struggles if it gets a very low post position. 2 losses when it came out of the 1 or 2 hole, but he's now in the 19. He's got a clear path. He's just going to have to get out there quick. That's a good pick, Jay Moore. Like that a lot.
My fifth and last pick. I got to pick my fifth.
Slow down there, Sparky. I am going
You're
to
fourth,
take...
Cappy. Huh? Let's fly through this. We're up against...
I'm going to take Mage. Damn. Only his 4th start, but ran 2nd to Forte in the Florida Derby. The 8 horse, Mage.
That's what I was going to go. I was going to go Madge there. but Madge... Madge, you just took Madge. So.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Kings Barnes.
Bad name, but it's your horse now.
There you go.
12-1 shot.
All yours.
Kings Barnes. Any information on Kings Barnes at 12-1?
What number is Kings Barnes?
6.
The 6 horse Kings Barnes. There we go. It is a pace setter horse that will get out quickly. It will be one of the horses you'll hear get an early call. I do not think it has the durability to hang on.
All right. Shane Orley.
I'm going to take Continuar, the 20 horse. I like that name.
All right.
I'm a fan of that name.
Japanese horse.
Shane Moore.
Disarm. How about that?
Disarm.
It's a good pick, the 11 horse.
Yep, 30 to 1.
Yeah, 30 to 1 shot. Yep, got it.
Then leaves Cap, you get Reincarnate as your final pick.
Okay, Reincarnate. The 7, buyers are decreasing beyond a mile. Speed ratings, I have concerns about them, but I'll take them.
And the official picks for the Kentucky Derby will go Forte, Confidence Game, and Angel Empire, Win, Play, Show. That's how it's going to go. Coming up, we'll hear from Eddie Olczyk, but his thoughts about the Kentucky Derby. That is coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience, weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Secretary is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Coming on a bit is Forgo, our native on the outside. Now and then the stretch, it's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside that takes the lead. Jam holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. Jam, then on the outside, our native. That's the wire it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths. Jam is second. Our native third by...
50 years ago, baby! The greatest horse ever! Secretariat turned a trick, won the Triple Crown. That was the first race, and you heard it right there. Our friend, the great Eddie Olczyk, best handicapper in the business, and our dear friend joins us now here on ESPN 1000.
You are so full of it. Why do you say that? First off, Jay Hood, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Southside. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good.
He's
man.
Actually from the north side.
He's actually ours, Southside. Tell him, Eddie.
Niles.
Thank you. You know what?
South suburbs.
First off, Cap, I know Jay Hood wanted me on. Shane wanted me on. Like, who canceled on you to be able to talk a little pucks and ponies today? That's what I want to know. Before we start throwing barbs, that is great news on Liam Hendricks.
Yes.
God bless him. That's awesome news. So I wish him the very best.
God bless. Well said, Edzo. So we wanted to get you on because, first of all, the hockey playoffs are better than the NBA playoffs. We'll get into that in a minute. But the Derby is one of my favorite events of the year. Saturday.
Yeah.
And yeah. I've been going through all the horses. They're all mocking me, laughing. I'm here talking about buyer speed ratings and all that. So give us your thoughts on this race, 20-horse field.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, everybody goes back to what happened last year. And we had, an 81 to 1 shot. Win the Kentucky Derby, the second greatest upset in Derby history. And, you know, I think what's going to happen now, and you know, just as far as money bet and wagered, I think what's going to happen is I think there's going to be some inflated numbers both ways. I think a lot of people, we're going to get a lot of people that don't bet the horses. You know, I'm not going to say on a daily basis like I do, but, you know, more, you know, the casual fan or the fan that's just tuning in and says, you know, geez, who's the other Rich Strike? So I think what's going to happen is you're going to get so much of that money on long shots is that if you like, you know, horses that are the favorite, whether it's Forte or Tappet Trice, you're maybe going to get an inflated price. So instead of getting 3-1, maybe you get 4-1 or 5-1, and that's what it's all about on the value. But look, at Forte is going to be the favorite. There is a hockey tie there, Pucks and Ponies. The owner, co-owner of Forte, is co-owned by Vinny and Teresa Viola, who happen to own the Florida Panthers, who are still in the playoffs and maybe pulled off one of the best upsets that we've seen in the National Hockey League in round one over the Boston Bruins. So Forte has won 6 in a row. He won the Florida Derby. He just looks like he's a trier. I thought the last race, Captain Jay Hood, for the favorite Forte, he looked like he was spinning his wheels, and it looked like he was, I don't want to say he was all out the last 3/8 of a mile, but he just looked like it. I'm a little concerned it might have taken a lot out of him. So did he leave his best race, in air quotations, did he leave his best race in Florida, and now you got to go a mile and a quarter in front of 168,000 people, and then you got to stick handle your way through 19 other opponents. So there's just a lot of different, you know, there's just a lot of different layer there is with the favorite, but I would expect them to run. Am I going to pick him to win? No, but I think you certainly got to use him underneath.
It may sound ridiculous, but for me, and I think I'm going to stick with this, to win is going to be Sotogake. And I think the reason why is because, and tell me if this is bad analysis. I just think that Sotogake will not be overwhelmed by the moment. Japanese horse, never been on this stage before, and I don't think anything is going to bother that horse or that trainer in that spot. That's why I feel good about Sotogake to win.
I will say this: you will get a thrill, Jay Hood, early, because I think Derme Sotogake is going to be up close. I think he wants to run very close to the lead, and as we know in horse racing, and Cap knows this better than anybody, is that speed has the ability to pace makes the race, and if you can get out there and wing it, and I look, there's been no horse, no Japanese horse has ever come over here and run well, let alone win the Kentucky Derby. So he would be one of those where I would probably say, until a horse like that beats me, Jay Hood, I'm going to say Texas El Paso. I'm going to go ahead and look for somebody else to maybe suck up under. But look, if you want a front runner, he's going to be up there now. Whether or not he can carry it all the way, but it's an awfully big ask for horses to come over from Japan, or that horse happened to run in Dubai the last time that he ran. So it'll be interesting to see. But look, I think it's great for the game, and people certainly talking about it, and we'll see if he can get the mile and a quarter distance.
So, Edzo, there's a few horses in here that I find really intriguing. Angel of Empire, a deep, deep closer, has done much better since he's gone beyond a mile. That's one. There's a couple others that will, I think, be very much the pace setter, like Jace's Road. And then we got two fills, a local horse. So give us what bet are you going to make so people in their car go, all right, who am I betting?
Well, there's no doubt. I'm not sure if you can wear out an app on your phone, but I have a pretty good chance that I'm going to wear out my ExpressBet account on my phone.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
If that's possible, but it will be getting a workout. That's all I know. I'm going to center all of my bets, and this is the first time I'm going public here, so I don't know if I have any walk-up music or anything, but
uh-oh.
This is the first time I've gone public here with my pick. But again, you got to tune in to NBC on Saturday in case, we get rain or something awry happens. But I'm going to build all my bets around the two-horse verifying. He is improving. He ran second to Tappet Trice, who won the last race, the Bluegrass at Lexington at Keeneland about a month ago. I don't know if there's a lot of speed in this race, but he's going to be right up there, and I think that he has the ability to go the mile and a quarter. He's bred by Justify. Everybody remembers the name Justify, who won the Triple Crown a few years ago. So still with some homework to do, Cap and Jay Hood. I think I'm looking at a horse by the name of Skinner, number 9. Skinner, I think, is a horse that can get the distance, jockey change. But all of my wagers will be centered around number 2, Verifying, because I think he might trip out. And when you're running in a field of 20 horses, and we saw last year with Rich Strike, you just need everything to fall into place if you're coming from 5 or 15 lengths out of it. So I'm going to look at the 2-horse Verifying for Brad Cox, and hopefully get a trip, and I would probably expect somewhere north of 10 to 12 to 1. That's what I'm kind of looking at. So I think he's definitely to be used, and I'm going to be using him up and down. And Captain Jay Hood, if Verifying happens to win, you guys better send the Brinks truck, because it's going to be an awfully good ride to. I'm actually going to New Jersey because I got a hockey game on TNT on Sunday. But you know what I mean. If the two wins, back up the Brinks truck. How about that?
It makes sense. Is there anything with the odds that's too high or too low where you looked at it and said, "Boy, that's an odd number"?
Yeah. You know what? That's a great question and a great topic, Jay Hood, because as I said earlier, with people that just tune into the Derby and want to bet or, find an account and watch the race and get their feet wet, you're just going to get – there's going to be so much money that comes in there, and people are just going to put on names and colors and numbers or whatever. But like I said earlier, this might be the year where you look at the final prices of these horses and sit there and go, wow, I can't believe that 4K ended up going off as the favorite at 4.5 or 5 to 1. I think a lot of that is going to be because of all of that money where people are going to try to take the shot on the rich strike, so to speak. Like I think Skinner, the 9 horse, I might be way wrong here, but I think he's going to be every bit of, 20, 25 to 1. But, what's wrong? What's wrong with 25 to 1 horse hitting, finishing second or third and turning a 5 to 1 shot that happens to win the race into, $2 investment turns into about $250. That's a pretty damn good ROI.
Edzo, travel safely. We got a roll. We love you dearly, and let's hope that the 2 horse cashes for everybody.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You're the greatest. There he is, Eddie Olczyk.
Be part of the NBC sports coverage. 7.5 hours on NBC.
Yep. Ton of races. Cap J Hoodie, ESPN 1000 listeners who sign up to bet the Derby at First Bet will get a free $20 wager when you use the promo code EDZO, EDZO. Eddie will have some recommendation how best to deploy that 20. We do appreciate you, including mention of this offer right here for our listeners, Jay Hood. Yeah. It's the preferred betting app of the great Eddie Olczyk. Visit first.com/bet or download the First Bet in the App Store and Apple devices to get started.
Edzo on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
The Cap and J-Hood cut of the day next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and J-Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
My guy Hoodie got a beautiful Kraken sweatshirt on. Should have told Edzo. He's the voice of the Kraken. That thing's beautiful.
Thank you, sir. It was laundry day.
Looking good.
Now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by...
That would be the great David Flom and Matt Moore's Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Jay Moore!
Yo!
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
The last thing that a Bears fan wants to hear is the P word.
No. I thought we were going someplace else.
Patience.
It's okay.
Got a little nervous over here.
I was on the jump up.
Guys, listen. We could do sports radio in social studies, or we could do it in homeroom. I prefer to do it in homeroom.
I just didn't see why fans would be afraid of the P word. That's all.
Patience. People don't want to hear about the patience.
They don't. There's pressure.
No, that's another P word. It's pressure. That's
correct.
Well, you got that right, brother. There's a lot of pressure there, too.
Right.
No question. Several P words out there. It's polls, pressure, patience. The old PPP.
That's it.
You don't want to have that if you can, right? Those things are it's very important.
Now you know me. I don't do that.
People got to be careful with the PPP. Business is getting in trouble all over the city with those.
That's not what I meant.
Exactly.
That's not what I meant.
When you ask for PPP help, you should be legit. So make sure you're legit with your PPP.
Trying to establish a topic here. Please, you guys are just taking it out of context. Cap, explain it to them.
Be good with your PP.
All right. That's enough. let's talk about the Bears.
I'm trying to, but I keep being derailed and interrupted by the kids back there.
We're just looking out for you.
That's all we're trying to do. We're just saying that those things are very important.
Just looking out for you, kid. Shay.
He's done. There's no segment there for him. No, you're supposed to talk to me about it now.
He can't participate?
No, he's out now. He's laying out on the floor.
What?
And that's all, folks.
A classic Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day brought to you by...
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. It is Thursday and it's beautiful out. Sit out on the deck. There's even a little chill. They've got heaters out there. Get yourself the burger, add avocado. It makes it just tremendous. The 3-day process to make the fries, incredible. Get a cold beer and enjoy your day at the best. best restaurant going, Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Cap, today is World Password Day. World Password Day. Are all your passwords the same?
No.
Do you have a difficult time coming up with them?
I do not. I have cool passwords. I have a password account to keep them locked up. Yes.
Yeah, password account, you said.
Yeah, like a little vault thing, an app that you put your passwords in. I got to log in. What's my password? Oh, just look on my phone. Bam. There we go.
It can be a pain in the ass when you have to change it every 30 days or 60 days.
Yeah, I hate when it's time to change your password. No, I'm good with it.
Right. If I'm trying to remember a date, it should be always that date. I'll always remember this date because of blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
Sox win the World Series. Correct. You know, Bulls last championship, whatever it is. Combination of my favorite players, whatever.
Correct.
But why does it have to change? Why do they say, we can't use the same password you had 30 days ago? Why not? It's my password.
My password.
All right.
If I want to take that chance, that's my business. I like to live dangerously.
Today is also National Orange Juice Day. What's your favorite orange juice? And how do you like it?
No pulp.
Mm-hmm. Pulpless.
Pulpless.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
Or Minute Maid with a little bit of vodka.
Little Tito's in it.
Or with champagne, a mimosa on vacation.
Ah, nothing like that.
Tito's or champagne.
Well, you have one of those. We have champagne on your vacation.
Yes, I will definitely.
You should. Just celebrate all the good times.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
And by the way, I will be out of the country. Hoodie will be handling the White Sox recaps for me. So please, subscribe. Recap on YouTube. Jonathan Hood will have it starting tomorrow.
We thank you for listening and calling in, twitching, and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Jay Moore. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. We'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah coming up next. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.